for example, with this DC project, is there anywhere else in the state or to your knowledge in the country where a project like this is currently being built? In other words, where we could see the construction impacts of the digging, the trenching, the laying the cable, because we've looked at the you know, the sophisticated documents that have already been submitted, and well, they're very technical, they're not terribly practical. Mm-hmm. I know how wide the interior of the concrete trench will be. I know the depths where they'll be burying things, the size of the cables, but in a practical sense, because this is has a lot to do with the route as it's proposed through Athens, is exactly how wide is the actual digging, road closures and things like that. I know we're early in the process, but I'm asking this because when I look at their proposed schedule, it's very, the deadlines are very short. I mean, sure. They're saying that they're going to complete their sound study within basically another 3 weeks.
Right.
Hearings and things are all taking place this year, so it does seem that things are moving rather quickly, and we'd like to be able to look at, on a very practical level, what the impacts are or are not.
Well, two responses.
We're about to begin. Do you need help setting up the wires and interconnection?
No, okay. I'm all good. Thank you.
You know, there's certainly $350,000 in intervener funding
right.
for active parties. So we encourage parties to apply for intervener funding to answer just those questions.
Okay. That leads me to the next thing. The ACDC group only learned about the...
It's great. Good group.
I want to be Angus Young. The question is, the deadline for filing was March 5th, and we didn't know about that, and it's now March 20th. Is it possible to still apply for intervener funds?
Talk to the judge.
Okay. Should I do that informally, or should I don't want to interrupt.
I would do it informally.
Okay.
But, you know, the judge will keep in the loop on that.